D-100, throw the alley-oop.
Wagwan, beautiful souls in this world, you are now tuning into season number two. Two times, I'ma say it again. Season number two with Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. I need you to lock in and chime in on this new episode that God is about to reveal to you. Stay tuned and y'all be blessed.
Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, blessings, and discernment. Beautiful souls in this world, how you done know we are not of this world. Welcome to Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast, episode number 4. My God, I am so blessed to be here on today with you to share some insights of what God needs his people to hear at this time. Now, as you guys know, God gives the word, he speaks the word, okay? And actually, for this episode here, I already prayed over this word prior to getting the camera rolling, getting the audio rolling, okay? So God is already hovering over this word right now. I'm in the back seat, actually. God is in the front seat. He has taken the wheel, okay? So blessings to you all. Welcome, welcome. And so I just want to dive right in, you know what I mean? On today's episode, we're going to be talking about blended families. Now, I know not everyone has a blended family, right? So this will be more targeted to the people that actually have blended families. And it's very important that we see our blended families as blessings, okay? I know there's so much that can tie into having a blended family, and I say that by the experience that I have experienced. Those of you that don't know, I do have a blended family. So I am married to a man that prior to us getting married, he already had a daughter, right? And so when I met Funny Bunny, some of you have watched my YouTube videos, so you may have seen her on my YouTube. Those of you that follow me on Instagram, you may have seen her on there. We actually have a family Instagram page. I met Bunny. I gave her the name Bunny. Her name is Alani, but I gave her the name Bunny. I met Bunny when she was 4 turning 5, and she is now 8, okay? She is now 8 years old. So I had the privilege and opportunity to raise her for those years that God allowed me to be in her life, to train her up in the way that she should go. Now, we have a lot more training to go, especially being that we are a blended family. Now, a lot of things tie into being a blended family. Some people have blended families and it's just very smooth on both ends, on the family that has blended together, and on the outside family that, you know, there's still that biological parent, right, on the outside of the blended family. So I want to say this too. Even the family, like, say it's, for example, me and my husband, we became blended because him and his child and then me. So that's blended, right? But say even our daughter's family, so like her mother, her biological mother and their family, the way I see it, and I believe that the way God sees it, is that, you know, even that family, even her mom and their family, we should be blended as well. We should have some type of family orientation that we can still show up for each other. We can still raise Bunny in the way that she should go together. I mean, you hear how it says it takes a village. It actually does, because what one can't do or can't get through to a child, another will. You understand? And so that's how I see it. Now, there are, and we just got to face the reality of what is. Now, there are many families, blended families, that don't really have that type of family structure. Whether it comes to the family that has blended together and the outside family, there's no structure there. There's no yoking together of the families. There's no coming on one accord. There's no coming into agreement. And you know, such is life, right? It happens. A lot of times in those situations, there's really nothing we can do. We can't make someone be something. We can't make someone see from a perspective that God has given us. So in a lot of situations, there's not really much that we can do, but just pray and fast and pray that maybe one day a family that is not on one accord or doesn't want to see eye to eye can become on one accord, right? So I really want to dive into the blended family because it's very important. God, I don't believe that God, when he has a blended family. Now, you guys know when I speak of family and love and romance and stuff like that, I'm strictly speaking on marriage because God makes it very clear that marriage is very important. If you want to have a child, okay, if you want to yoke together, any of those things, God makes it clear that marriage is very much important. And if you did not tap into episode 3, okay, we did episode 3 and that was on being equally yoked, and that has, God spoke that, and that has a lot to do with marriage. You never want to be yoked together with someone that you are not equally yoked in faith with. And that does not mean I love Jesus, you love Jesus, we're equally yoked. No, I recommend that if you did not watch episode 3, please go and watch that and get the insight that God needs you to get when it comes to being equally yoked, especially when it comes to the covenant of marriage. It is very, very, very important. Okay, so we won't dive into that because that was already spoken on episode 3. So go watch that if you have missed it. Okay. But it's very important. So you guys already know I only speak of marriage because God does not like, you know, yoking together and having children unless you are in a covenant of marriage. This is how God sees it. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just relying the truth of how God sees it and how his intention from the very beginning is, okay? Speaking of his intention, we spoke about God's intention on a Moving Monday. And I think on episode 1 and 2, we actually did 2. But there was a Moving Monday that speaks specifically on the intentions of God. If you have not tapped into Moving Monday, please make sure you do, okay? Yeah, the intentions of God. We have to be able to go back and see, what was the very intention of God's heart and his mind when he created man and female, right? So when you go back to the very beginning, you will be able to see, okay, oh, this is what God initially designed us for. This is what God initially wanted to transpire for a man and a woman when he created us. So you'll be able to see the intentions of God and what he desired and planned from the very beginning, despite what our era looks like now. You understand? Despite where our world and society is right now, what God intended in the beginning is what matters, right? So I will only speak about marriage. However, when you have a blended family, I don't believe that God wants to put emphasis on, oh, stepmother, oh, stepsister, oh, stepbrother, oh, stepfather, oh, stepgrandmother. Like, no, I don't think God wants to emphasize that. I truly believe with being in a blended marriage and family myself, God has shown me and taught me so much. And so I truly believe that when two become one and there's a blended family, I don't believe that God is like, oh, stepmother this, stepfather this, and all these things. I truly believe that God really sees that family as just what it is, okay? You are the mother of that household. You are the father of that household. You are a sister of that household. You are a brother of that household. You are a child of that household. You understand? Like, I truly believe that that's how God sees it. Now, that doesn't take away that, you know, the children may have their biological parents. No. And I tell my daughter, and I have some nieces and even my sisters and brother, because we have a newfound mom, right? And so my dad recently got married. Congrats, Dad and Mama Sharon. You know, and as you can see, for example, you hear how I said Mama Sharon. This is where it gets a lot it gets sensitive and tricky, because let's start with the children. A lot of children don't feel comfortable calling the other parent that's not biological by the title mom or dad. That's understandable, okay? And you see, having a blended family, like I said, you have some that's smooth going and you have some that's not so smooth because of, sometimes it's because of jealousy or envy or just bitterness or stuff like that, right? And those things we cannot control. We cannot control how people choose to react to a thing or a situation or whatever. So, I mean, you have some instances where, depending on the situation, the child may not feel comfortable or safe even calling the blended parents, you know, by the title of mom or dad. And that's understandable due to the situation that may be at hand. You know, you just never know. And so I feel like that's okay, you know, but I also do believe that God needs us to have huge communication in the family. God needs us to have huge communication in our families, because once you have the father, head of household, the mother, which is supposed to be head over the children, right? Once you have them come together in agreement and communicating with the children so they can fully comprehend, because as children, they don't know what's going on. All they know is that their mom and dad has separated. Their real biological mother and father has separated. That's what they know. And all they do know is that, well, now mommy has a new person. Now daddy has a new person. And now, you know, I have to get used to something that I'm not used to. You know, they can only see from their perspective, their mind state, and all of that. And so as adults, remember, when you become a man, woman, you're supposed to put your childish thoughts, ways, tongue, mindsets behind you. Like, all that childishness should go away and never be seen again, because you're now an adult. And so as two adults, mature adults in spirit and in the natural, you know, they should be able to come together in communication, in agreement, and come before the children and set some boundaries, set some rules, and set some structure for the household that those children will be in. So now some children go to this house on this week, go to this house on this week, this house on this day, this house on this day. And so because it can be very chaotic for the child, because you like I said, depending on the situation, one family might be feeding things into the child, one family might not be. And so obviously I'm strictly talking about those blended families where it's not so smooth and where it's not so, you know, easy going, and everyone's happy and everyone's co-parenting and everyone's coming in, you know, helping each. I'm not speaking on those, okay? God is trying to bring edification, right, and wisdom to the blended families that is not so easy, okay? It might be a little toxic. It might, you know what I'm saying? God is trying to bring edification to that. So you might have one household that's, you know, feeding things into the child's mind, or you might have another household that's trying to be structured and trying to bring God into the midst. You know, you just might have two separate skills. So in that instance, you want to make sure that you are coming together, parents, you know, and sitting your children down. Now, going back to the titles, again, we know that some children may not be okay and comfortable with calling a stepdad dad or calling a stepmom mom. Now, what God has brought to my attention is that even though that may be the case, and that is very much understandable, okay? We understand the child may be going through some things in the mind and the heart because of the things that they're seeing on both sides, and, you know, they can't probably get what they want when it comes to just having one family of mommy and daddy, but, you know, they don't comprehend that, you know, life just doesn't go that way, and that stems into the choices that we've made before. That stems into obedience. That's why it's very important to be careful who you yoke yourself with. Be careful who you have children with. Be careful who you even marry. You need to, like, go to God about all these things before you make these life-changing decisions, because it can change your life. It can make you or break you. Now, if you decide to, you know, do everything with God, you will see the God's hand and will over your life, and it won't be to a point where you feel like, oh, I just can't do this, you know what I mean? So always keep God in the forefront of all your big and small decisions. You know, you don't want to make any kind of decision without the will of God and God's hand over it. But I do believe that God has shown me that there should be a structure and a boundary in the household of a blended family, where We have to show the kids that the respect should be in place at all times, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what's transpiring, no matter any kind of case or situation, respect should be in place at all times. So, especially when it comes to, and now, you know, this goes for children all around the board of age. Like, it can be below 10, it can be teenager up. I believe, and this is what God showed me, that a child should still have respect for their blended parents, right? And they should either address them by Miss or Mr. so-and-so, or mom or dad if they feel comfortable with that. It could be, it don't gotta be mom, dad, or mommy, daddy. It could be, you know, ma or mama this. Like, for example, you know, my newfound mom, I call her Mama Sharon. Her name is Sharon, and I call her Mama Sharon. I am a grown woman, okay? I'm not a child, but I do understand the wisdom, the knowledge, and the discernment about having respect, okay, when it comes to a blended family. I'm a grown woman, and I'm still going to call that woman Mama Sharon, okay? And if I didn't, those of you know my mom just passed. What if I was a person that I wasn't ready for that? I'm grown still, but what if I wasn't ready to call her mom because my mom's not here no more and I just didn't feel that ready? You see, the reason why I can call her Mama Sharon, even though my mom recently passes, because I have spiritual maturity. You understand? I am mature in spirit, so I'm not gonna let some feeling of that, okay, my mom's not here anymore, so I can't call nobody else mom. That's, I'm sorry, but that's a little on the immature side when it comes to spirit, and that's okay. Everyone has their journey to go, and everyone has their path to go. God deals with people and shows people according to their faith. So, you know, but I have spiritual maturity, so I'm not gonna let that stop me from not having a respect for my newfound mom, because guess what? She is in a mother's position for me. She is now my newfound mother, and I actually look at it as a blessing, okay? I'm not looking at it as anything else other than a blessing. My mom has ascended to be with God and to do her works up there with God until the rapture, and now God has, just like that, in 8-9 months has given me another form of a mother who is a woman of faith, and she serves God. That is a blessing. You hear me? That is a blessing. So I'm spiritually mature in that area to not be like, I'm not going to call her mom. You know what I'm saying? But even if I was like, you know what? I don't feel good enough to call her mom yet or whatever. I would not call that woman by her first name. I don't care if she's a grown woman. I don't care if I'm a grown woman as well. I would address her as Miss Sharon. Okay, so this is what God has shown me. There has to be a level, a boundary of respect that the two parents that has blended and came together are showing the children, are showing and enforcing and embodying to the children, that they have to have respect in place at all times. So let this be edifying to you blended families, that if you have children that are blended, you know, if they don't feel comfortable calling the blended parent mom or dad or whatever, or you know papa this or mama this or ma or pop or whatever the case, if they don't feel comfortable with that, let your children know that, okay, respect has to be due, and you must call your blended parent, you must address them as Miss or Mr. with their name until you feel comfortable with saying a mama or a papa or a mom or a dad. You understand? And for example, like even with my mother-in-law, I call my mother-in-law Ma. I call her Ma. You know, I don't address her as her name. I don't address her, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like we need to start communicating with our children together as one accord. This is why it's important to be equally yoked. We need to come together as parents on one accord in agreement and speak to our children in this way and let them know, because guess what? Children are only going to do what you allow them to do. And if you don't teach them, the Bible says, teach a child in the way that they should go, and when they get older, they would never depart from it. If we don't teach our children in the way that they should go now, guess what? they're not going to know or have the wisdom to do the proper things. And then when they do get older and possibly God teaches them on his own because we didn't do our job, then they're going to blame us, turn around and blame us, say, well, you did not teach me this. And now I know this and X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? So just to prevent all of those things that the enemy could, you know, try to have a tactic and scheme over us, you know, over our children as they get older and these things, why not prevent that with just simple communication? Why not prevent that with just simply edifying our children and letting them know that respect needs to be in order, and it's okay that you don't feel comfortable calling so-and-so pop or so-and-so mom or whatever. It's okay, honey, but until then, you will have to address them as Miss or Mister. Because respect needs to be due. I'm not going to have my child calling my husband. I don't have my own child outside of my marriage, but I'm just giving an example. I'm not going to be allowing my child, if I had one, you know, prior to our marriage and then we get married, I'm not going to have my child calling my husband by his name. Me and my child calling my husband by his name, you crazy. That's not happening. It's not happening. It needs to have some type of respect there. You understand? So something else, and that was on the children's part. And now on the adults' part, you know, this is also where it gets tricky because, this episode might be a little bit longer, okay? This is where it might get tricky because, like I said, I'm not speaking to the families that's cool, calm, and collected, got it all good and situated and all together. Nobody's, you know, nobody's going contrary to each other and all these things. I'm talking about the families that need help. The blended families that need help because you have one household is feeding things into the child of the other household that may or may not be true, but because they're seeing that you're talking negatively about their actual parent and other parent, that child is going to have mixed feelings, mixed confusion feelings about their blended parent and about that household when they go and all these things. Like, these are the families I'm talking to that's struggling in this area, okay? God wants you to have some edification of this so you can move forward, but of the parents now, we have some households and some parents that, you know, the child might be okay. The child might not see an issue or feel some type of way calling their blended parent mom or dad. The child might be good. But then we got the parent now, the biological parent of the child, whether it's blended, whether it's in the blended family or outside of the blended family, that's, you know, putting things into the minds of the child and letting the child feel insecure and not safe to even call their blended parent something that they're comfortable with calling them. A child might be okay with calling their blended parent mom or dad or papa this or mama this, but because of the fear that the biological parent is instilling in that child, again, this may be due to envy, jealousy, just bitterness, and just spiritual warfare happening in that biological parent's mind and heart, right? And they not knowing or choosing to really deal with their trauma and their issues with Christ, it will bleed onto their children. So the child may be okay, but because of the fear that that biological parent is instilling in that child, then that child will come to the other blended house or the house saying, oh, I don't feel comfortable calling, you know, him dad or her mom or whatever the case is. And it's all due to fear. Some of us are in this situation. Some of us are dealing with, you know, a situation like this in our blended family. And it's tough. It's challenging. That could be so challenging. And it can actually, if you and your spouse is not really at the foot of God with this situation, it can do some wear, tear, and damage on your marriage. And that's the last thing you want to do, because let me tell you something. When it comes to a marriage is between a man, a woman, and God. Even when you have children, those children should not be able, even if this is your biological children, let's forget about blended families for a second. When you got a man and a woman and you come together, it should be you, that man, and that you, their spouse, and God and Christ, right? And then when you and your spouse start to fruitful and multiply and have children, Even your children, your biological children, should not come between your marriage. You have children, your marriage should not be doing this all because you have children. No, your marriage should actually be doing this because you have children. Because as you grow, you will be becoming on more one accord, in alignment, in agreement with your spouse. And y'all will literally, every day, y'all will be becoming one flesh. It's like y'all coming into one flesh. Are you hearing me? God says a husband shall leave his family, leave his mother, leave his father. Okay, isn't his mother, his father, the parent of him? Didn't they have him? Yeah. And guess what? He shall leave them and cleave, become one, joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So no child should come in between them, no person, no outsider, no stranger should come in between them, no job, no money, no nothing should come in between what shall become one flesh. Okay, this is where a lot of people miss the mark here, because this is how God intended for this to go. This is how God intended for such a covenant to go. You understand? So no child, whether blended or biological, no child shall come in between that of a marriage ever. Ever, ever, ever. And God has showed me this along the years, you know, as I became in Christ. And then when I became in Christ, he allowed me to look back in hindsight on the marriages that was surrounding me. When my dad was married, my mom was married, my grandfather and grandparents, their marriage, he allowed me to start looking at the marriages around me to see what's right and what's not so right when it comes to his intention for the covenant of marriage. I know this is edifying and touching somebody, and I just pray that you allow this to allow you to move accordingly, move in the way that God needs you to move now when it comes to your family, whether you have a blended family or not. You know, one thing that God revealed to me actually right prior to doing this episode is that, don't you know that Jesus was born into a blended family? Hey, hallelujah. And when God showed me that, I was like, hold on, wait a minute, let me put something in it, because listen, what? And then when God showed me that, yeah, Jesus was born of Mary, but he was not seed of Joseph. He was strictly seed of Abba. He was strictly seed of the Most High God. He was strictly seed of God. Jesus didn't come from seed or semen of a natural man, of a carnal man. No, Jesus was strictly God's son who was born through the womb of Mary. So you come to tell me now that Jesus had a stepfather? We're talking about the Son of God, the one who is our Lord and Savior today. He was in a blended family. So tell me now. And now I'm gonna let you do your homework. Now that we already knew that, okay, Joseph was not Jesus' real dad. But when you put it into perspective of this topic, this blended family thing, stepfather, stepmother, when you put it into this perspective and you go back and you see like, oh, wow, actually Joseph was not Jesus' dad. Wow, Joseph was actually Jesus' stepfather. Wow, Jesus had a whole blended family here on earth. When you look into there, I'm going to allow you to go do your homework and go read upon when Jesus was born of Joseph and Mary. Go read upon that. Now that you know that Joseph was actually a stepfather, go see how Jesus, how him and Joseph's relationship was. Go see how, despite that he was a, what the world says, stepfather, despite he was a blended parent, go see how Jesus still obeyed Joseph. Jesus still hearkened unto the voice of Joseph when Joseph had to discipline and tell Jesus, hey, do this, don't do this, go here, don't go here, X, Y, and Z. You understand? There was no rebelliousness. There was no, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. The only thing came to my mind about is when Jesus, you know, Mary and Joseph was looking for Jesus. Jesus gone missing. He gone MIA. When they find him, he was there teaching. He was teaching. And when they're like, oh, we were worried about you, where you were, all these things. Jesus said, don't you know I'm about my Father's business? But Jesus still had respect for Mary, and he still had respect for Joseph as his father, as his earthly father. And so what I teach my daughter is that, honey, you're blessed. I tell her, I said, you have to see and know that you're blessed. You got two mommies. Wow. Oh my goodness. And you have a daddy that loves you. You got two mommies that love you. You got a daddy that loves you. Now you have more aunties and more uncles. You got more grandparents. You have two big families that love you. You are blessed, baby. You are blessed. And this is what I instill in her. And, you know, I don't know what really goes on in her other household. If I'm being transparent, we don't have the luxury of being one beautiful family that helps each other and loves each other. Although this is how I desire it to be. And since day one, when I was dating my husband and I knew that he had a child, I was always telling him, oh, okay, well, I can't wait to meet her mom and, you know, get to know her. And this is what I told him. I said, I can't wait till me and her mom could like meet up and we don't got to call you. Like, you do you, we do us. You know, I was telling him that in the beginning because this is the mindset I've always had. This is the heart that I've always had. If I was ever to be in such a family, such a role of being blended, right? But like I said, everybody don't think that way. And you can't blame people for not wanting that or thinking that way. You know, people are just who they are and there's nothing we can do about that. But like I was saying, I don't know what goes on or transpires in that home. I don't care to know, you know, being that, you know, I see that we don't right now. Maybe God will change it in the near future where we can be that smooth, ongoing family. But right now we don't have that luxury of being that due to everybody not meeting and being yoked together and equal on one accord. So being that that's the case, I can't control that. What I can do, I pray for them though. I always pray for them in love and everything like that. But yeah, being that that's the case, I don't care to know what happens in that household, but I do care that when my daughter do comes here, you know, to this household, she knows that there's a lot of love, there is structure, there is discipline, there is boundaries, there is respect, and there's love and laughter, and we will serve the Lord, we will serve Jesus, we will live our lives as a family, as how Jesus and God needs us to. And this is what I teach her. Okay, and so that's what really matters. What matters is how you and your spouse decides to run the blended household, okay? You got some people that have, you see my situation, I didn't bring children to the mix. I mean, I brought my dogs, you know, they're my children. But, you know, as far as human beings, I didn't bring any children to the mix. The only children I have is my younger sisters and my younger siblings, they're like my children. So, but they're not living with me or anything like that. So, but you have some families where you got, you know, the wife has brought in children and the husband has brought in children. You know, you have some families like that. You have some families where it's just the husband bringing in children or it's just the wife bringing in children. Either way it goes, it's a blended family. And if you don't have the luxury of being one accord with the other outside family of the other biological parents, then, I mean, that's unfortunate in the time, but there's a purpose for everything. We have to look at it in a positive light. There is a purpose for everything. It's a reason why there's no one accord with the other families. There's a reason. And so don't look at it negative. Don't even let it get to you. A lot of the times the enemy knows our weaknesses, so he knows what will get to us and all these things. Don't even let it get to you. Just let the other family do them with the child and you be on one accord with your spouse. And when that child or those children come over to your household, you just keep the structure and you do it with both parents, both spouses. You do it in that, because when the children see that, okay, my blended parent and my biological parent, they on one accord. So there's no trying to, they on one accord. So, and when you and your spouse become on one accord, your child will be able to see truth and they will have no choice but to get with the program that God originally intended. They will have no choice but to get with the program. Before you know it, you know, if they were one of those children that didn't feel comfortable, before you know it, that child is gonna, they're gonna have the love of God in their heart, and they're gonna feel so comfortable saying mommy, daddy, mama, papa, pop, ma. You know, those pop and ma, I can hear it from those teenagers. Being a teacher, I taught teenagers and stuff, like, you know, they won't do the mommy daddy thing. They'll do like either mom, dad, or pop, or ma, or, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, you'll start to see the fruit. Hallelujah. You'll start to see the fruit of the hand of God in your children's heart. And they won't even care what their biological parent may or may not be saying. You know, those children that have fear instilled in them because they don't mind calling, you know, the blended parent this, like mom or dad. But because of the fear that's being instilled in them, they have that setback. Listen, when you start to move on one accord with your spouse and you start to, you know, enforce and embody the boundaries, the respect and the rules and the discipline and the structure in your households, whether that biological parent doing whatever they're doing, that child is going to start you know, sprouting the fruit that God is doing on the inside of them. No matter who or what is speaking into them, you will start to see that fruit, and before you know it, they're not going to be worried about what their mama or daddy is saying. They're going to have the unction to say, mom, mama, dad, daddy, pop, ma, you know? And I mean, I know some children now, my niece, me and my husband's, our niece, she shared her story with me, and she let me know how in the beginning she wasn't comfortable. And then when she became comfortable and now she calls her blended father, dad, she says, but when I talk to my dad, I don't address my blended father as dad because I don't want my dad to feel a type of way. And I looked at her and I said, honey, that is understandable, baby. That is understandable. Okay. Yeah. That, and she said, but when I'm not talking to my real dad, oh yeah, he's dad. And then you never know, it might get to a point where she just sees things because she's going to be a teenager soon. So she may get to a point where she sees things for literally what it is. And she is going to not hide that she calls him dad to her real dad. And if her real dad feels some type of way, I don't know, God is going to have to deal with him. But our children should be able to be comfortable calling a blended parent by a title mom or dad if they really feel comfortable doing that. They should be able to do that without the biological parent feeling some type of way. This is that spiritual maturity I was talking about. We got to be able to be mature, y'all, in the natural and in the spirit. But we can't be mature in the natural if we're not mature in spirit first. And this is the issue. A lot of these grown, they want to say, I'm grown, I'm a grown adult, I'm a parent, whatever. But are you acting like one? The Bible says, again, when you are a child, you have thought childish ways. You have did childish things. You have said childish things. But when you become a grown man or woman, you put those childishness away. Put it away. So I don't believe that no grown adult should be feeling a type of way, angry, mad, sad, that your child is calling the blended parent mom or dad. You should be happy if you are a parent, a biological parent that, you know, has to send your child to another, to the blended home. You should be happy. Let this edify you too. You should be happy that you got help. Okay, because it takes a village to raise a child. It's not easy to raise a child. All right, you should be happy that you have help and just try to, you know, try to sow, you know, accordance, try to sow love and stuff in there, not being bitter or jealous or envious or whatever the case may be, because Comfort Finode says numerous are reasons why a biological parent would be, you know, behaving in a way where they're telling the child things or they're instilling fear in the child. It has nothing to do with these children, I'm telling you. And it's sad that a lot of parents use the child as a pawn just because they're in their feelings or just because, you know, they just don't see certain things fit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people like that, God will deal with. And this is why I'm telling you, you believers, that if this episode fits your life situation, don't let the schemes and tactics of the enemy bother you. Let the enemy see that you ain't touched anything. You're immovable. You're not touched because you know how to deal with your household, and the enemy cannot come up in this. Because if you and your spouse is on one accord, and your husband is leading his household as he should, and letting God show him how to move, and you and your husband or your wife is on one accord when it comes to communication, and you guys are communication on one accord in front of the children and to the children, you're enforcing, you're embodying, and all these things, the enemy ain't got no place in your home at all. God won't allow him to enter into your home. So I just wanted to bring light. There is just so much more that I can talk about, but pretty much we went over everything that God wanted to bring forth to light, to awareness about blended families. Just remember that respect and honor needs to be present at all times in your home. You don't have to know or care about what the other family or the other parent is doing, as long as you know that you and yours, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will have structure. As for me and my house, we will have boundaries, and respect will always be in place. And that child will learn, and as that child grows, because children don't stay children forever. Children don't stay children forever. So as that child grow up, that child will see who they really are. That child will see what it really is, and that child will start to know truth. Because let me tell you how God, when a child grows up, and if parents did not do their due diligence to teach that child in the way that they should go, God is going to teach that child. And when God does teach that child, I feel sorry for the parents that was deliberately, intentionally, with motive, trying to make that child think otherwise or see otherwise or whatever. God will deal with you, and you better be careful, because God will there will probably be some resentment that grows inside of that child's heart. God will probably allow that child's heart to harden towards you, biological parents. If you're out there, listen, let this be edifying to you as well. Okay, keep the respect, keep the honor, keep the honesty, keep the communication. Communication is very important when it comes to a covenant and when it comes to the children. You know, the ladder for the household. You got God, right? You have the husband, you have the wife, you have the children. Okay, so let this be edifying to your soul. My gosh, it was edifying to me. Okay, God is speaking. Like I said, I have a blended family. God has been speaking to me since I got married, even before getting married and getting married now. God has really been teaching me a lot. And so I don't like to just let God teach me and I don't apply it to my life. Nah, we applying it around here. And I'm encouraging you to apply it around there. Okay, apply it in your household as well. But I love you guys so much. This was a beautiful episode. Bless up yourself. Make sure you tune into any of the other episodes that you may have missed. Okay, if you missed any episodes in season one, go check that out. Everything is there for you. If you are one of my viewers that watch the visuals to these podcast episodes, I love you so much. Bless up yourself. If you are one of them that listen to the audio, bless up yourself as well. Okay, I love you guys so much for supporting me. Listen, if you have not tuned into any of the Moving Mondays, you need to. Every Monday God has a word, and every Monday we go live stream, so it'll be beautiful for you to tune into the live stream, catch your Monday word. You know, the week starts on Sunday, but for some reason Mondays, you know, we feel a little bit drained. We don't even want to go to work, go to school, do what we have to do. So God is really doing a movement with this Moving Monday. So tap in every Moving Monday. And also, I just want to say, like, you guys have really, like, pushed me and encouraged me just to keep going in my purpose, just to keep going in ministry. And I just pray God's abundance and blessings over your life. God is so good. And I'm just excited to see what he's going to do for you and what he's going to do for me. us, all of us in the body, okay? I love you. Bless up. Make sure you go to the website to check out all of these things, and there's many more, okay? There's many more movements that God is doing in this ministry of CB17 Visions. You want to go to the website, www.cb17visions.com, okay? Bless up yourself, and until next time, I will see you on episode 5. I love you guys. Bless up. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.
Hey, yo, D-100, throw the alley-oop.